Hey everyone, this is Happy Me once again there with you with my 5 tips funda to make your life magical, to make your everyday life magical. We'll be starting with the first one. My first tip is to always be mindful of your feelings, whether you are happy or sad, you're excited. Always recognize that you are undergoing a feeling, you are feeling something, and it would be okay. Whether what type of feeling you are having, like sadness or happiness or whatever. This is recognition is very important. Number two is when we are always, like you can say, if we are talking about ourselves as a friend. Or in other way round, I can say self-talk is very important, but you should be having that self-talk in the form of a friend, neither in the way of criticism. Number three is it's a super action of the day, right? Whatever you want to have, you want to have something, sort of a cup of tea, you want to talk to your friend, you want to share something with one of your closest ones. So that is the super action of the day. If you will be following it, so you will be feel happy about it. And fourth is, if I can say, fourth tip to make you happy is always be positive about the things in a way that keep on working, keep on flowing with your task. That is what we call flow task. Whatever things, whatever work will be helping you flowing throughout your day. That is a flow task. In a sort of habit, I can call it. And last but not the least, once again, last but not the least, I'm repeating my words, is you keep on working about your dreams, about your actions, about your daily routine tasks. But always remember, God never stops working. We keep on working every time. We stop working at some sort of some point of time, but God never stops working for us. He's always there making ways for us. Thank you for having me there. Hey everyone, this is Happy Me once again there with you, sharing my 5 tips funda to make your everyday life magical. So we'll be starting with the first one. First is, when you will be keeping your body hydrated, drinking sufficient amount of water, you feel happy, you feel healthy, and you will be happy in turn. Second, if I want to say something about 2 minutes message on the social networking. Every time we keep on scrolling Facebook, Instagram, Twitter accounts, and many more networking sites are there. So please type a 2 minute message for any of your closest ones, near and dear ones. Coming to the third is switching your mindset from the rigid one to the growth mindset. Whatever phase of life we are going through, always try to be in a growing mode. You should always feel a sort of growth, whatever you are growing through, whatever you are going through. So this is the third one. Every day you keep on learning new things, trying and experimenting new things in your life. So this is all about your growth mindset. Do not stick to the things, do not stick to the old patterns. Always try to be experimenting with the new things around you. Fourth is, at times only to be good is enough. Like, do not always chase around the perfections. At times be a bit satisfied with the imperfections. That will also make you a bit satisfied in your life. Good can also be enough at times. And last but not the least, Nowadays we are switching from one mode to the multitaskers. Like one time you would concentrate on one, and nowadays we are preferring like doing multitasks, doing number of things at the same time, doing number of things simultaneously. So we keep on doing this. This is the need of the hour. But if you are asking or if you are looking forward for the good results, so it's better if you will be focusing on one thing at a time. It will be bringing out good consequences, good results, good repercussions, whatever you are doing. So this is the 5-minute funda, 5 tips funda. And thank you for having me there with you. Thank you. Hey everyone, this is Happy Me once again there with you, sharing my 5 tips funda, always sharing the same. So we'll be starting with the first one. Now today we are talking about the first tip, that is about your profession. Because most of the time now we have the profession, we have our profession as a source of irritation most of the time that we are facing, we all are facing. Always, whenever we feel like irritated about our profession, the bickerings going on in the profession, there, then you will have to look for the broader meaning of the profession. You can take the example of a teacher. You are irritated by the behavior of the student. They are not working well, and whatever response you are expecting, they are not giving that response. So there, what will you you will recall in your mind the major perspective, major aim of your profession. Right, you feel cool. Second is the uniqueness of your personality. Most of the time we all are facing the weaknesses. Most of the time we have focus on our own weaknesses. In fact, we have forgotten that we all are carrying strengths and uniqueness in our personalities. So our major focus should not be on the weaknesses, that should be on the uniqueness. Always remember, when you take took birth on this earth, everyone was happy around you because of your birth. So this is one important thing that we'll be focusing on. Third is, prioritize your big items. Wherever you are sharing, you are spending your energies, always try to look for the results that you are getting in turn of your energy consumption. Do not waste your energies without thinking about your actions. And next is, fourth, that is a small act of kindness. That can be for your family member, that can be the strangers around you, that can be at your workplace. For example, in your family also, you can make a special dish for any of your family member, can have a good gesture for your family member. So that is also be an act of kindness and adding up to your positivity. And fourth is, last is, take a deep breath. Whenever you are exerted, you are like running out of energies, take a deep breath. Focus, relax, and guide you back to your work. It will bring a miraculous result. You can try all these 5 simple tips. And thank you. This is all about your me time. Thank you. Thanks a lot for having me there. Hello everyone, this is once again Happy Me, sharing my happy time with you. So once again, my 5 tips funda. Let us start with the first one. We'll always be starting with the first one, and that is the expressive writing. whatever you are feeling, whatever your feelings are, always try to express them in your full potential. Secondly, for your whole day, divide your time and watch out which one is going to be your favorite one. And at the end of the day, you will always realize your favorite moment of the day. That is going to be your gratitude practice. Thirdly, in whichever way you wanna be, always behave like. For example, if you wanna be happy, always do the things carrying a smile on your face. And next I can say, always spare your time, find your own time to make your day beautiful. Do one thing in your life daily to make your day beautiful. And lastly, live in the present. Do not over expect for your future, and do not think about your past as well. Learn the lessons from the past and always live in the present, because this present is your life. Thank you for having me there. Thanks a lot.